This is Richard Roth.
And Ann Forbes Cooper.
On Saturday at 8 p.m., Stageworks Hudson is having a special benefit evening with Academy Award-winning star of stage and screen, Celeste Holm, famous among other things for All About Eve. We have on the telephone now none other than Hedda Lettuce, who is going to be presenting film clips of Celeste Holm's movies and making the commentary as he goes. Hedda, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here. I'm more than happy to talk about this fantabulous evening with this legend of stage and screen, as you so aptly put in your introduction.
And have you been a fan of Celeste Holmes?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I am in New York City at the Clearview Chelsea and on 23rd Street. I've been hosting a classic movie night, and June 23rd, I'll be celebrating my 10th year anniversary, and we're having a party at the Ziegfeld. We're doing a big bash there. But in the time that I've hosted that evening, we've shown All About Eve about 6 times. So I became a fan of Celeste Holmes through that movie, you know, seeing it over and over again. I mean, it's an incredible movie. One of the reasons it is, I mean, of course, you have so many amazing cameos, Marilyn Monroe, and of course, you have Billy Davis, but Celeste Holmes, for me in the film, was so natural and grounding. She brought it back to a sense of realism in the world. Because Betty Davis is, you know, over the top, and I think she's going through menopause during this film, you know, so it was, you know, so that added to the craziness of her character. Whether her character was going through menopause as a subtext, or whether she was really going through menopause, I'm not sure. But there was Celeste, you know, a just really good actress, and so believable.
And now this will, I assume, will be your first face-to-face meeting with Celeste, is that correct?
It was my first meeting with Celeste this night. I actually was at Celeste's home 2 weeks ago to meet her. Now, I've never been in a Hollywood star's home, especially of her generation. I mean, there's not many people. Well, it's sad to say she's one of the, you know, she's 94 years old, so do the math. To be in a home like that, it was very All About Eve. The apartment had a windy on Central Park West. I got to meet her. I got to meet her husband. She was lovely. She was all done up for the afternoon, came down with her hair done, makeup, a beautiful jewelry, a nice simple blue turtleneck, you know, slacks, and a nice pair of patent leather shoes with little bows on them. She was really... Yeah, when I sat there talking to her, it was like having a master class with any, you know, incredible actor. I just thought to myself, what is this simple drag queen like me doing in this home? How does this happen? What is going on here? I mean, for that home house, I don't understand this. My mind couldn't process it. And there was a point when her husband, when she was upstairs still getting ready, her husband was singing a song. They had the accompanist there, and they had a grand piano. Oh, and her Oscar was on the piano, which when she was upstairs and no one was looking, I did pick it up. I'm not going to lie to you. And I pretended I was her for a moment. It was the heaviest thing I've had in my hand in ages. I was like, wow, this thing is, I didn't expect, you're just overwhelmed. So he's singing this song, this intimate song, and I'm in this apartment, which hasn't really changed since the 40s, in a sense. You know, she's kept it pretty much the same, I think. And I just pictured all the famous people that she's known and acted with and the parties that happened there. And I was just overwhelmed, because when you walk into the apartment, it's one of those grand apartments, you're let off into a foyer when the elevator just drops you off on her floor, you know, in her area.
Right.
And there's this mirror there. And I just pictured all these famous people who checked themselves out in the mirror to make sure they were perfect before going into her home to her parties. She likes the party, she likes that. You know, so I was overwhelmed with the nostalgia of the whole thing.
So, Hedda, how did you come to be invited to her home?
Well, as it turns out, the guy who does her hair, his name is Blair, I wasn't trying to rhyme, but that's what it is. The guy who does her hair is the one who helped organize this. And he invited me. He spoke to them and said, would you like to have Hedda come over? And they said, sure. And so that's how it happened. The funniest part was when she was sitting on the couch, and I was telling her all these drag names, the different drag queens, and she was laughing. I just thought that was ridiculous. Here I am sitting with Philip Holm telling her about the goofy drag names. And she was, you know, she's a very cool lady. She's just very, I mean, her husband's 50 years old, so she's more than a cougar.
Wow.
Now, you told us about her ensemble. What were you wearing?
Well, something tasteful for the day. Just, you know, just a simple silk blouse, a pencil skirt, and not too high of a heel because you don't want to appear too easy or vulgar. A little moisturizer and some, you know, just a little lip gloss and my hair in a chignon. Really, just something
elegant.
Tasteful. Oh, yes. I brought her flowers, too, because a week prior to that, she had her 94th birthday. Mm. You know, so she had the whole apartment was filled with cards and well wishes. It's one of those homes. You go in, okay, and there's this huge hallway, and it's on one side, there's the entrance to the kitchen, and then there's also this big sliding door to enter, you know, the dining area. And then there's the master living room where the grand piano is, and then this sweeping staircase that goes upstairs, and there's the maid's chamber with her master bedroom. And the apartment, I don't mean to sound vulgar, but the fascinating thing I found about, she bought the apartment supposedly in the 40s for $10,000, and now it's worth $16 million. I mean, that's crappy. You know, and like Sting lives in the building. I was overwhelmed with the whole experience. I just was like, I can't believe I've seen this movie. I can't believe I'm seeing with this actress who works with Betty Davis, who, you know, every drag queen has a little bit of Betty Davis in them. I think it's just genetic.
Now, does Celeste Holm have some connection with this area? Does she have a place up here, or how does she happen?
Well, I think the only connection she has is, I think she has some good friends who live in the area. And she loves theater. And, you know, that's where she started, was theater. She started in theater, you know, 19 years old, you know. That's when she started. And the stage work theater is, she graciously said, to help do a benefit for the theater. Because, you know, theater, you know, there's not a lot of money in theater. You know, you have to get your money where you can, you know, especially a smaller theater, not in New York City. I mean, it's not easy, especially in this economy. For her to, like, say, oh, okay, I want to be part of this. I want to help this community out, is pretty major. You know, and her husband, I have to say, who's going to be doing a portion of the show, is an incredible singer. And they have these things where he sings to different clips of her from her career, and they also sing a bit of a duet together as well. And I'm going to get to be, which I find equally as fascinating, I'm going to be doing a Q&A with her, my wig is spinning just thinking about it. I don't really understand. I've never had I'm not an Academy Award nominated even actress. I just think that
I'm sure your time is going to come.
Yeah.
It's still time.
Well, who knows? Maybe I'll play an incredible hooker in a movie. You know, that's what it catastrophizes.
So Celeste is actually performing then. She's actually going to do a song and dance or something.
I don't know how much dancing we're going to do. But the song thing, yes, she will. And also with the Q&A, she'll be, you know, really, when you get down to it, there's that whole book all about Eve, and they didn't get along, Celeste and Buddy. You know, I want to ask a few questions about that, you know. That's what I want to find out a little bit about more of the rivalry or the animosity behind the scene, because you want to get the thing, plus talk about her encompassing career.
It sounds, I'm sure it's going to be fascinating. I'm afraid we have to cut it off here, Hedda, because we have another caller coming in right now, but we certainly appreciate your effervescence.
Anytime, thank you.
Thank you, that was fun.
Okay, have a great night, guys. Remember, don't drink and drag. Bye-bye.
Bye.